the driver was from New Albany and didn't know he was on a side street. Before we knew there was anywhere around, he hit our car and spun us around. So I was taking ceramics, and the next day we went to the hospital and they couldn't find anything seriously wrong with either one of us. So I went on back to take my ceramics the next day. I knew that I felt bad, but I thought I was just sore. And a little later, my side got to hurt, and I went to the hospital and found out I had 4 broken ribs.
Oh, is that right?
So that was the end of my ceramics. But I did manage to finish these two.
And well, you certainly can stand a lot of pain if you walk around with.
Well, I thought it was just sore, you know. I thought it was just the jar. They hit kind of the back end. We didn't even see them. We were coming down Main Street. And just before you knew it, they were just out on us. And of course, he tried to break his car when he saw us. They were laughing, talking, wasn't paying attention to what they were doing. And he wasn't familiar with the roads. They were mighty nice. They stayed with us until the officer came to. And he told him it was his fault. And he did pay for the damages. He was nice as he could be, but he just wasn't familiar, and just a crowd of teenagers in their laughing and talking, they weren't paying attention. But he hit the back end and spun us around.
And you're very lucky that you have a neck.
Backlash, yeah. But I didn't. I had 4 broken ribs.
That was quite enough. I should think. It must have been painful to breathe, wasn't it?
No, I never did. He told me to be quiet, and I stayed in bed 2 or 3 days. And
well, I admire your courage. Did you call the ashes in the fireplace any special thing? Or would you just refer to them? The difference, for example, between the black stuff up in the chimney and the ashes?
The black stuff was soot.
And then
there was ashes. And of course you had to keep those ashes taken out regularly.
You have children, and I can understand why you never got into any mischief, because you never had any time.
That's right. That's exactly one thing that's wrong today, permissiveness. And they've got to spend that energy somewhere in some way. And you see, we had that stove wood, we had ironing, we made our own beds, we swept the floors, and we helped scrub, and then a little later Mama had to cook the biggest part of the time, but all the time we were there, we all did it.
Plus the garden.
Well, now my daddy did the garden. He wouldn't let anybody.
Oh, is that right?
No, I never did work in the garden. My husband was the same way.
Oh, that's their.
That was their.
Their project.
Yeah.
I see.
Mama said she wanted to help him one time. And she went out to plant some seed. And later on, she saw him redoing what she had done. And she said he could have it.
See, that would be kind of insulting to a woman's
ingenuity.